You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Travis don't want to be one.
Are you sleeping with him?
Yes.
You know what? The only reason he was with you is because you spread your legs.
Facebook points.
Facebook fights. Every Tuesday morning we get together and reenact the conflicts that sometimes occur when people's paths cross online. Today in bout number one, Andrew cannot wait for July the 1st. Andrew cannot wait. It's Facebook fights, bout number one.
Dude, I can't wait to light up a big fatty at Harbor Park.
What are you talking about?
Bruh, how do you not know the Gov proclaimed July the 1st to smoke your blunts anywhere day?
Yeah, I must have missed that.
North Bram is also waving his wand on July the 1st. Let everybody in prison get out on that day, too.
Oh, my God. Andrew, it's at times like these that I'm jealous of all of the people that don't know you.
Is that a put-down? Are you calling me stupid or something?
No, I'm not calling you stupid. You just have bad luck when thinking.
Seriously? Put down the bong and get some fresh air.
Jane, you need to light up, babe. Good weed, good music, total relaxation. Come on by, girl. I'm not playing. I will get you off the heezy for sheezy.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Listen, my cannabisaur. Please go back and actually read the story about legalization of marijuana in Virginia. You're not going to be lighting up a big fatty at Harbor Park.
Bro, don't harsh my mellow. I am so going to smoke a giant J at Harbor Park on July the 1st, and the popo can't do anything about it. Hashtag cha.
Andrew, it's a private business. They are family friendly. They are not going to let you light up a big stank weed blunt and watch the game.
At the very least, you're going to get booted out of the ballpark.
Hey, everybody, I just checked the Tide schedule, and they're not even in town on July 1st. They're in Charlotte.
Okay, bro, I'll just go down there on July 2nd.
Andrew, they're not back until July 6th to take on the Durham Bulls.
Then I will go down on July 6th.
Hey,
and smoke a big joint.
You said you were going on the 1st. I'm a little disappointed.
But, bro, there's no game on the 1st.
That's right. But you said you were going down there on July 1st, and now it seems like you're backing out.
But there's no game. Maybe I'll just get wasted at Waterside instead.
But you said Harbor Park on July 1st.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Okay, fine, whatever, man. I'll do it.
Thanks, Andrew.
For what?
For once again reminding me why I quit smoking weed years ago.
Broskies. Nice. Oh, yeah. In bout number two, Joel is that neighbor that everybody wants to move away from. It's Facebook fights, bout number two.
Oh, great. Springtime. Also known as noisy kids and pets season.
I hear that. I feel like I am the only person in this neighborhood without a kid or a pet.
My kids are grown now, but I don't remember them being so loud like the kids of today.
Why are the kids so loud today?
And why do people let their dogs bark so much?
And more people are home, so it seems like they would hear them and shut them up. Ugh.
Wow. So much negativity. You should try enjoying the sounds of spring, especially after the year we've all had. Be grateful that the kids can play and that our pets are thriving.
Oh my God, if you call barking thriving, then yeah, they're really thriving.
Just ask your neighbors to pay more attention, man. It's not hard. Just love, buddy. Just love.
LOL.
Seriously?
Yes, seriously. I hate to see my old friends so stressed out by these beautiful sounds.
Oh, sorry to disappoint you, oh enlightened one.
Namaste. I'm not the one you should be worried about disappointing. You should worry about disappointing yourself by letting yourself be bothered.
Oh, that's deep, man.
And I'm out.
Yeah. Lenny, are you saying that there are no noises that bother you?
Only the sound of my dear friends letting their shields down and letting the little things in.
All right, I'm getting out now, too.
Oh, okay. These things aren't little to me, Lenny. They really ruin my day.
Things can only ruin what you let them ruin, Joel.
Oh, Yoda.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, nothing ruins your day?
Only the feeling that your soul is not truly rooted, and therefore you are being sucked into the vacuum of negativity.
Right. And now I'm out.
Just love, man. Just love.
Oh, the moral high ground was strong with that one.
No kidding.
His is the light unto truth. And then finally this. Stepkids. Stepkids, yeah. It's Facebook Fights, bout number 3.
Okay. I have said it to you once, and I'm posting it here for everybody to read. You do not have 3 older kids. I do. And just because you are with my ex, David, does not mean my kids are yours. You did not give birth to them. I did. And as long as I am alive, that is not going to change.
These are my stepkids. Just because I didn't birth them does not mean that they are not my stepkids. David calls them his kids, and they are also my kids.
Not to split hairs here, but Cheryl, even after you die, you technically will still be the woman who birthed the kids.
Damn it, Steve. You know what I meant.
Nobody is out to steal your kids, Cheryl.
Damn right you won't.
Honestly, what do you care? You don't even have your own kids. They stay at your parents' house. We're over there more than you are.
Lose my number and don't ever ask for anything from me ever again. And these kids are not yours. They are mine.
Kind of sounds like they're at your parents a lot. They're your parents' kids. That would make you kind of their sister, right?
Get out of my conversation, Steve. You're not helping here.
I know.
Look, you stupid grunt. I'll call those kids whatever I damn well feel like. Don't you threaten me. We never asked you for anything in the first place. I would love to lose your number, but right now the court says my kids need you in their life.
Do we have to do this here, the kids again?
You tell your whore wife to stop calling them hers.
Listen, grunt. As far as the kids go, you are simply the vending machine they tumbled out of. Nothing more than that.
Both of you stop it, eh? I'm partly to blame myself for this stupidity.
Why is it your fault?
You know, I could have pulled out. Hashtag no kids, no fights.
Yeah. The kids aside.
Yeah.
When you start looking at these two beauties going back and forth, you're thinking, wow. Mm-mm-mm. It's Facebook Fights. Every Tuesday right around this time. When you see one, take a screen capture and send it our way, if you would. Send it to rumble@fm99.com.